sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine. And we've done quite a bit in updating the website. We've got more videos on the site. And I've chose to do that rather than just put articles. I'll keep the articles for the Free American. But we are the magazines for reading. The website, if you can see the videos, and we're so attuned to television that I think it just has more of an effect on someone that maybe just isn't quite as well-read or instructed as you. I'm just going to the Free Nacho website, the website for Ignacio Ramos, and we've got Congress calling now for their release. Joe and his partner, Campione. The the feds have admitted they lied in the Ramos Campione case now. But we haven't heard anything back yet from the courts. It is being appealed, and Congress is stepping in. So we just hope that they get out by Christmas. We've got some things, some commercials here that I want to play for you, and I'm going to have those up on the site today, so you can download them if you're another talk show host, because we do need to push this product. I think that's working here. Okay. I'll be back with this here. Hang on. We'll be right back, folks. And if you want to call in, you can do that. I'll take calls today. 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, and I'll take your calls today. Matter of fact, I probably want to discuss some comments that I got on my show yesterday. It will be pretty interesting. I got a gentleman that because my guest yesterday was Jewish. He thought that perhaps it was, something was going on. And he said, your guest last night, more than questionable. That is, he is an obfuscator. I think you know. I understand your invitation to him into your organization. Use his deep pockets if you can. And gamer information from him to know more about his back chain, but just keep in mind that he's out to interfere. Of course, he said some agreeable stuff and had some luring positions. That's the way they work. The Zionists are somewhat somewhat backed into a corner, and now some of them are trying to get on our side and into our organizations, as they always do. Anyway, I think you are owned to him and trust you will handle it well, but I just had to write this just in case. If you want more explanation as to how I recognize what he's all about, I'll explain it. But it's kind of long and drawn out, so I hope you understand already. And if you don't already agree with my assessment, then you probably shouldn't be in the position you're in. I have no problem working with people who want greater worldwide cooperation in solving problems. I have a problem with those who say they do but don't. And I'm not going to give his name out because, of course, he's entitled to his opinion. But I've got a little bit of problem with this kind of attitude. I'll elucidate on that a little bit more. But I'll share my reply with you that I sent to him. I appreciate your concern, and I certainly share them because I am in the position I chose to be in. And I could care less what you are or the ADL think about whether I should be in the position I'm in. As far as my invitation to him, I need people to work. I need investments. I need sales. And since I got out of the hospital, I have received almost no help, no donations, no advertising from any of the so-called patriot organizations. So in my view, they are more useless than they try to say the Jews are. The Aryan nations flat ripped me off for almost $1,000. Oh, yeah, we'll send you a check. Oh, yeah, it never showed up. Them and the African scammers. And, you know, I don't get paid to do this show. I pay to do a show. I try to sell products. I try to sell magazines in order to cover my expense, to try to get the news out to you and the information out to you free of the kind of bias and hatred that the everybody from the Aryan Nations to the NAACP to the ADL put out. And a lot of the churches, too. And come on to me, I don't care whether you agree with what the guest says, but he is an American like us. And yeah, he's Jewish. Yeah, and I'm Christian. And maybe one of our other hosts is Muslim, Palestinian. And the comment was made here. That, yeah, some of them are trying to get us to get on our side in our organizations. They do that. Yes, they do that. The BATF infiltrated the motorcycle clubs. The went to the motorcycle events to pass out nigger hunting license. And the Zionists aren't backed into a corner any more than they ever been. Because Henry Ford knew what they were doing, you know, almost 100 years ago. And, yeah, they always do try to get into our organizations. You know, they got into the Libertarian Party to try to make open borders part of their thing. Yes, that's what they do. They probably better than us recognize that it's a war. And people have asked me, Clay, why do you hate the Jews? As obviously this writer does. And my answer is, I don't. I don't hate them at all. I admire them. Because of us white boys stuck together as much as Jews do, we would own the Federal Reserve Bank. We would own the Bank of England. We wouldn't be broke on payday. We wouldn't... Because they take care of their own. Now, I don't agree with the Zionist goals, but I am not going to lump all Jews, especially born here in America, where our Constitution gives us the right to worship as we please. I'm not going to lump them into the same categories as monogam pagan. And the Stern Gang and those kind of people. And this phrase here, this is what set me off, ticked me off, and why I'm railing on it today. You know, folks, I have never had a job to speak of. Never had a job. Oh, I work a lot, but I don't have jobs. I never had jobs. And the reason for that is I make my own jobs. I wasn't hired as a publisher of the Free American. I didn't start FTW Enterprises back 40 years ago because somebody paid me to do it. No, didn't happen that way. And and if you don't already agree, he says, with my assessment, if I don't agree with him, I probably shouldn't be in the position I'm in. You know, you didn't give me this position, Ken. You didn't give me this position. I created it. I made it. I made this radio show. I made this magazine. I made it. And the government's tried to take me out of it, remove me from this position. The ADL's tried to remove me from this position. The Mossad's tried to remove me from this position. But, and yeah, all of those are above, and the Bolsheviks and Lenin, yeah, they were all Jewish. And maybe George Bush is Jewish. And maybe and Eisenhower was Jewish. And maybe Roosevelt was Jewish. And maybe they do control a little bit more money and a little bit more, have a little bit more influence than their numbers would allow. That's your fault. That's your fault, you people out there. You let them have this power. You are the ones that pay those income taxes so you don't get your kneecaps broken, so you don't have to do time like Dick Simcannon, who stood up for his own, for his beliefs. And if you don't think I should be in the position that I'm in, I'll put it to you the way I put it to a guy walked up to me at a bar, never met him before. He walked up to me and said, you're Clay Douglas, aren't you? I said, yes. Yes, I am. I knew that right away because you put your picture in the magazine. Why do you do that? Because I can, because it's my magazine. Why shouldn't I put my picture in? Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there don't like what you've got to say. Oh, really? You mean what you're trying to say is there might be people out there that might want to hurt me, might want to beat me up, might want to shoot me because they don't want me exercising my First Amendment rights or my Second Amendment rights? Guess what? Here I am. And that's why I put my picture in a magazine. Here I am. Try to take me out. Come back. The phone number is 800-313-9443. Let me hear your opinion today. Yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Confrontational. Maybe I get a little too hot under the collar sometimes. But you know what? That's just the way I am. That's the way I am, and you have to understand that I am an old biker, and I. That's how I react. And nobody's going to interfere with my freedom of speech, with my freedom of religion. At all. Now, see, I heard we had a chat room on here somewhere today. And I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that, see if I can see it up here. I've got a chat room on the Free American. Nobody's in that yet. So, technical info, promote our band, become affiliate, sponsored advertising, movie books. I'm looking for that chat room. I just found out we had that. Yeah, somebody have probably come on and tell me about that, because I don't see it on here. Donation, live contact, video links. Yeah. I don't see it on there. Okay. We've got some, let me do a commercial for you here, because I think this is important.
You'd better think about this. For yourself. And your children, and their children. If America loses her freedom, the entire world is next. www.freedomofamerica.com RonPaul2008.com.
Yeah, that's some of the new Ron Paul commercials that we're going to put up on the website and play on our show. And speaking of commercials here, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Well, then call 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, Secret Terrorist, and more. That number, again, is 888-211-714. And my call-in number here, if you want to talk to me, 800-313-9443. Yeah, no, I don't have any problem with that. Yeah, I know, you know, there's they may not be Jewish either. They may just be members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And keep their name out there, out of the limelight. But, you know, I will not take the Jewish side of demonizing the Arabs. And I've made the same amount. Yeah, you think I should stop talking about Jews? I could do that. As soon as they stop talking about the Arabs. And, see, we got a second one here. Ron Paul commercial.
You'd better think about this.
Is that the same one?
For yourself and your children and their children. When America regains her freedom, the entire world is next. www.RonPaul2008.com.
All right, let's see what the other one sounds like.
You'd better think about this for yourself and your children and their children. If America loses her freedom, the entire world is next. www.RonPaul2.
All right. You know, these people that have global government. You know, we fought a war against Japan and Germany, and both of those places are now our friends, trading partners. But what if Hitler had come along, or George Bush for that matter, and taken over a one-world government? They already have a plan in the UN to basically, make it illegal to rebel against your government. And, of course, George Bush has made it made dissent into a crime. So, if you don't agree with this war, we could be... you could be arrested, thrown in a gulag, just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And if we've got one world government, you think it's hard getting our government to listen to a petition for redress of grievances? And it's written into our form of government that they're supposed to do that. How hard would it be if that government was in Jerusalem or Brussels and it was against the law to even talk against it? We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The
because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I've got the chat room open. It's right there up on the left-hand side. If I can get in there, let's see if I can do that. No, I can't do that. All right. He's asking me for something here. Password. Do I have to do a password there? Okay.
Yes, you have to create a password.
All right. Okay, well, we'll do it that way. I just forgot to click the new password. All right. Register nickname. All right. Well, I guess we can do free American on that. And my email, clay@freeamerican, if you want to know, folks. Okay. Let's see if we can get in the chat room. You might try it, too, if you're listening here. We can now either find your nickname or your email address. I didn't register a nickname. Okay. Well, what the heck. I'll try to play with that some other time when I got time to do that. And meanwhile, I got chat room open in freeamerican.com, and I'll try to get that one working. But think about that. If Hitler or George Bush, I mean, remember what George Bush had to say about our Constitution? Oh, it's just a damn piece of paper. Yeah. And he also made the comment, I believe, this would be a whole lot easier if this was a dictatorship and I was a dictator. So that's pretty much where his ambitions are. But if that was a world government, and if it was us or the Soviet Union or, you know, the empire on which the sun never sets, then How do we look for an ally as Russia was to the South during the Civil War? How do we look to allies? Where do we go if every country has the same system and it's tyrannical? I think that's the biggest. That's the biggest threat. To behind this whole concept of one world government. And it ain't just Jews. You know, it could be Muslims. I mean, the Saudis. The Saudis are... fell into the oil business, and the Saudis, my Jewish guest yesterday, had it right when he said the Saudis were pulling the strings and making way too much money off our oil. And, you know, that's a joke, too. I mean, I've got it up on the website. I've got two of them now. I got two videos up on the website. One is a gentleman in Clearwater, Florida, that's running cars and welding with water. And the other is an engineer who made a transmitter out of his wife's pie pan and burned salt water. I mean, do you realize what that means? That means all of the diesel, those ships are polluting the water with, polluting the oceans with. To get across the ocean, to bring you all of this goods from Walmart, from China. It's all useless. It's all senseless except to make money and oppress people. Because those giant ships could be running on the water they're floating on. That's right. And all those vehicles out there, they could be running on water, rainwater. Gasoline industry and the banking industry is all about control. And what I'm trying to do is break that control. Hey, I'm on the website now. I'm on the website. We've got P. Looker 6 is on there, and Alan's on there, and Little Cutie is on there. Cool. All right, yeah, you can do that too if you want to. The this whole thing about, I've got this up on the website, about the North American Union. Now, President Bush tries to blow that off. He tries to say, oh, that's just conspiracy theories. That's conspiracy theories. No, it's not. Because the government of Canada, they're coming right out and talking about it. They're coming out and talking about it. They're saying, oh, yeah, we're planning this highway, that we're going to do it, and where our own government is not talking about it. They're planning on chipping us. Now, they know they can't just get the Christians to take a chip right now. They know that. But Pete, the farmer, he says they always hide what they exposes them. Like a thief in the night doing their dirty work of the criminally insane, a form of corrupt madness and insanity of process. If we the people cannot see, hold, or review the actual events, how can we trust anything, they say. Now, secret courts are in, and we the people are subject to these secret proceedings. And 12th of December... A secret U.S. intelligence court has issued its third public ruling in 30 years, declaring that while it agrees on the benefits of making its rulings on warrantless wiretapping public, it will keep them secret. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISC, cited the vitally important need to protect national security in rejecting a request by the American Civil Liberties Union to release documents on the Bush regime's warrantless wiretapping program and the CIA tapes of the interrogations also disappeared. That's okay. Yeah. What do we do? What do you do if all these come through? And I mean, this is right in the pike here. That's let me see if I can bring up this whole goals of a North American Union. We'll see if we can bring that up here. And the North American Union and the V-chip. And George Bush is already trying to make it illegal for us to protest a war. He's already trying to do that. You know, I've said too many times that we're on the same path as the Russian people were when the Bolsheviks took over. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a highly intelligent writer, poet, author, put in the gulags and kept there for years and years. That's what they're doing here. That's what they want to do to people like me. And only the free American is telling you the truth about this. Let's see if we can play some of this. This is coming right from
critical thinking, which is why
a lot of this is coming from the mainstream media. We're trying to see if we can hear this.
The last thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking. Which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output via religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in an abstracted, naive bubble. And they are doing a damn good job of it. In 2005, an arrangement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States was made. This arrangement, unannounced to the public, unregulated by Congress, merges the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one entity, erasing all borders. It's called the North American Union. You might want to ask yourself why you've never heard of this. In fact, there is only one mainstream reporter who's actually heard of and has had the courage to cover this issue.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. and he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class, but the working class of people, political officials across our country from communities, from cities and so forth, they don't know anything about this.
This isn't some trade agreement. It is a total removal of sovereignty from these countries, which will also result in a completely new currency called the Amero.
That's right, and I've got that up on the cover of the next issue of The Free American. It's, it's strange to hear Lou Dobbs on CNN, which we used to call the Communist News Network, talking about the same thing that people like John Trockman and I were talking about 10 years ago. Oh, that's another thing I'm doing, by the way. I've got old issues of The Free American that we bundled up, and the girls were laying them out. I started looking at them, and it is like to see 12 issues or 24 issues of The Free American together and see what who we had on the covers. It's like a who's who of the Patriot Movement. And some of these people are in jail. Some of these people are gone. Some of the people that we backed and we talked about are no longer with us. But it's, you can get them for basically $50, 12 issues, $100 for 24. And it's a complete history of the New World Order. It's amazing to see how accurate we were. Yeah, let's see this.
Apart from that, I think one thing people who have dollar base need to focus on is the Amero. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about, but I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the Amero.
By default of this agreement, the American Constitution will eventually be obsolete. You would think that a situation like this would be on the cover of every major newspaper. That is until you realize the people who are behind this movement are the same people behind the mainstream media, and you are not told what you're not supposed to know. The North American Union is the same concept as the European Union, the African Union, and the soon-to-be Asian Union, and the same people are behind all of them. And when the time is right, the North American Union, the European Union, the African Union, and the Asian Union will be merged together, forming the final stages of a plan these men have been working on for over 60 years. A one world government.
And they got a quote here. They got a quote. We shall have world government, whether or not we like it. The only question is whether world government will be achieved by conquest or consent. That was Paul Warburg, who was on the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was architect of the Federal Reserve System, in an address to the U.S. Senate in 1950. And this a quote from Rockefeller. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. By now, the world is more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an individual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determinations practiced in the past centuries. Oh, really? That's David Rockefeller, a private banker, and a Council on Foreign Relations.
In history, that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This is Aaron Russo, a filmmaker and former politician. To his left is Nicholas Rockefeller of the infamous Rockefeller Banking and Business Dynasty. After maintaining a close friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller, Aaron eventually ended the relationship, appalled by what he had learned about the Rockefellers and their ambitions.
I got a call one day from an attorney woman I knew, and she said, would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers? I said, sure, I'd love to. And we became friends, and we began to
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Idiots that keep calling me here. We'll take your calls. And if these jerks call in, then we'll just hang up on them. It's amazing to me that the intelligence level of this country has sunk as far as it has. But that was planned, too. The Rockefellers set up the Board of Education. And in this video that's up on the website, they're talking about this. Aaron Russo was talking with the Rockefellers. And I'm sure somebody out there is going to try to come back and say, well, Aaron Russo is Jewish, you know. Yeah, so what? He was a great patriot, a very intelligent man, and a good friend. So, that's why this whole racist thing just ain't going to cut it with me. Let's go.
Yeah. So we put in pipelines for the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And we're going to go into Venezuela and then try and get rid of Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And so you're going to see guys going into caves looking for people that they're never going to find. You know, he's laughing about the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it because it's an eternal war. And so you can always keep taking people's liberties away.
Is that incredible? It's what I've said. I was asked so many years ago, 5-6 years ago, well, Clay, are we going to win? Are we going to win? And my answer has always been pretty consistent. I don't think so.
You have a caller,
Betty, North Carolina. Okay. I'll take that. My answer's always been consistent. No, I don't think so, but I don't necessarily think we're going to lose either, because what we're fighting is an eternal war of good against evil. Hi, Betty from North Carolina. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Clay, nice to talk to you. I like your last statement. Agree with it totally. I guess the subject I'd like to get on is the relationship between Judaism and Islam to Christianity.
Yes, ma'am.
That ma'am. You have to deal with a definition and a need for Redeemer, and neither Judaism nor Islam face that necessity. And I was curious about your response to that.
Well, you know, I still have my reservations about Christianity.
How about a redeemer?
Well, I think Ron Paul is a redeemer.
Oh, hell, I don't.
I mean, I think he's trying to uphold the Constitution of the United States, don't you?
But I don't think that's got anything to do with the fact that we're finite
creatures. Well, what are you talking
about
a redeemer? I mean, we've already had Jesus on earth, so who are you waiting for now?
Well, I think Judaism and Islam do not recognize the need for a redeemer. And unless you get on that one ground, I don't know how your ecumenical dealing across Judaism and Islam really has any firm ground to build on.
Judaism been around for 5,000 years. Islam been around for almost as long. Stay with me here. We got to take a break, and
okay.
We'll be right back here.
Okay.
With recent